Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Thanking you and praising you, Father, that you are great, and you're greatly to be praised, greatly to be acknowledged, greatly to be exalted, greatly to be lifted up, greatly to be magnified. We do all of that to you, our God. Right now, Father, as we lift you up, as we glorify you, we submit to your way, we submit to your will, we submit to your direction. How do we do that? We do that by surrendering to the word. And so right now, even in this setting, we surrender ourselves to the word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathway. So light the way for us. We want to be guided. We need you. It's not of our own power, but it's of you. So we release ourselves to that. Have your way in us. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, my saints. It's a blessing to be sharing with you on the first Sunday of 2016. I want to thank you all for being here, not just those in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in on iChurch. It is a blessing to have you join us. If you believe this ministry has been a blessing to you, please let us know. You can do that by checking out the right corner of your browser and seeking our information and letting us know. We've been talking about a lot of things. We've been talking about the power, the glory, and that's just going to overflow into 2016. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for another opportunity to walk in this truth. I was talking a little bit about what is happening in this coming year. This year that we're in. And I didn't get a chance to get through all of it, but there was some stuff in there that we need to bring over. So I'm going to allow the overflow. Is it okay to overflow from Thursday night? Because there's some stuff, there's some information that he wanted to bestow unto us, and we didn't get a chance to get to it all. But it fits right in with what we're talking about his power, his glory, and his anointing. And so if you will turn with me to Deuteronomy, or Devarim, if you are a Hebrew scholar, is the name of Deuteronomy. And that's the 26th chapter. And we're going to look, Yahweh has promises. Yahweh has plans. He has things that he wants us to step into. I don't know about you, but my desire is to step into all the things that he has for me. There's some good stuff that he has for you. There's some stuff that you can't even fathom. You can't even take it all in. The word says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What? All the things that who? Yahweh has what? Prepared for those that love him. My question is, do you love him? Do you want to receive what he has for you? So come on, let's step into this. It's no, I don't want to just get stuff by myself. Isn't it a blessing when you can share? We, you know what? We can all step into some victory here. We can all step into some purpose and some destiny, right? And so I want us all to step into that. So when we look at this, we touched on this, and it says, 26th chapter, the first verse says, "And it shall be when thou art come unto the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance and possesseth it and dwellest therein." So he's already given it to you. It's your inheritance. Say, it's mine. But just because something is yours, it's not good enough. You got to do something. You have to make a move. And what is that move that you make? Well, you got to grab hold to it and possess it. Somebody say, grab hold and possess it. Because it's yours. So there's a lot of going on where people have something, but they're not grabbing hold. See, when somebody give you a gift and hold out the gift, you still got to put your hands on it and take it, lay hands on it and unwrap it, right? But that's what he's saying. Take it. It's yours. And so we looked at the Hebrew word for possessive. And what was that? That was yaresh. Say yaresh. And the beauty of this word and the deeper meaning of this word is to occupy, but you do it by driving out previous tenants. Because folks is trying to take what belongs to you, right? The enemy is trying to take what belongs to you. But it's your territory. It belongs to you. And so it's, the yaresh means to occupy by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. Amen. To seize, to cast out and claim. It's ours, right? And so he's saying, hey, you got this inheritance. So I need you to yaresh. I need you to take it. And then the next verse says, and the next word says, and dwellest, which is yasav. And yasav means dwell, settle. Not just temporarily, but what? Continually, right? It's yours. And so this is the problem. We're not fully possessing stuff. We're not fully dwelling in it. Because if we were fully doing it, then we wouldn't wonder, well, I don't know if that's mine or not. You know. But you have to what? Say, grab hold. Grab hold. And so I had to take you there because let's go to Yohanan, John. This belongs to us. And so he was saying that we have to take it. But if you don't know who you are, you can't fully possess it. And so that it, if you don't know that it belongs to you, tell your neighbor, it belongs to you. It's us. It belongs to us. Okay? So John, the first chapter, the 12th verse. You have a right. And this is the beauty of it. We have a right to this inheritance. Say, I have a right to this inheritance. All these blessings, all these things says that belongs to us, we have a right to do it. How do we know? Because John 1 or Yohanan 1, 20, oh, 12 says what? But as many as received him. Received who? Yeshua. You have to receive him. That means you got to take possession of him too. He's like, hey, I'm here. You got to want me in your life. I'm not going to force my way in. I want you to want me. And for you to want me, you have to receive me. And when we receive him, something happens. When we receive him, to them, he gave power. If you ain't receiving him, you ain't got no power. And it says, he gave them power to become the sons of Yahweh. Even to them that believe in his name. You got it. But you have to receive him, right? And when you receive him, he gives you power. But you still, check this out. He gave them the power to become. So that means that you got to operate. You got this power, but you can't just let this power just sit there. You got to be in the power. You got to work the power. You got got to believe that the power is yours. You got to start what? Work. I don't know about you, but when I pray, I work the power. I work the power. Because he says, I mean, it's no good if we just sit there. Well, yeah. Well, you know, this dude right here, he got a Camaro Z20 what? Z something. Well, oh, it's an SS. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave him more power than he's supposed to have. Okay. All right. But he got an SS. It has a V8 in it, right? That's a lot of power. How many horses? 430 horses. Dude, what you gonna do with 430 horses? He said, use it, get it. But if he sits idle and don't engage the power, then why go out and buy a SS or a Z whatever with 400 horses if you're not gonna use the power? I mean, why do it? If you're just gonna drive 20 miles an hour, you don't need it. But he ain't driving 20, I guarantee you that. He got the tickets to prove it. Oh, I'm sorry. But the power. But see, you got to engage it. So for them that receive him, he's giving them the power to what? To become. But you got to engage it. You got to turn it on, right? And so even to them that believe on his name. And the 13th verse says what? Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man. This is all natural stuff. But of Yahweh, God himself. So you're born of something not natural, but you're born of something supernatural. And there's power. Say there's power in the supernatural. See, because why do you come to church? I mean, if you just want a natural experience, we could be anywhere. I come to church because I want to experience the supernatural. Come on. Because, you know, supernatural ain't going on out there. It's happening where the power people are. And that's why every opportunity that I get, I want to hook up with some power people. Any power people up in here? You got the Holy Ghost? You operating with the fire? Right? So that's why. And so when we go here, hallelujah, we know that there's some stuff that he wants us to do with that power. And so you're not standing in your own power. You're standing in his power. Hallelujah. My power ain't nothing. But his power? I can't do nothing in my power. I'm telling you, I can do some little itty bitty stuff, but that does not compare to what his power does. And so everything that you do, you should be operating in what? His power. And so let's go to Johannes 15. Or actually, yes, 15. Let's do that. Hallelujah. We hooked up to some power. We got the power hookup. Supernatural. Because if you're here for Pastor Tom, you better head for the hills because he ain't about nothing. Oh, but when he just allows the power of Yahweh to do this stuff. You know, and that's what we saw. It's not about you. It's about his power. But you got to allow, check this out. You got to allow his power to work in you. Because his power wants to manifest. But you got to allow it to manifest in you. And when you allow it to manifest it on you, on the inside, we sang a song last week, from the inside. It got to start where? From the inside, see? And then when you allow that power to manifest on the inside, you're going to see some stuff happen on the outside. But it starts what? On the inside. So Johannes 15 says what? Henceforth. So now that you know that it's established that you've received him, now he's saying something to you. He's saying, check this out. Henceforth, I'm not going to call you a servant. For the servant doesn't know what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. There's something about friends. But friendship comes from a relationship. You know each other. And didn't we talk about that in previous weeks, right? It's about knowing him. It's a knowing that comes from having a relationship. And so he says, I'm not going to call you a servant. I'm going to call you a friend. For all the things that I have heard of my Father, I'm telling you.
I'm making it known what? Unto you. And so when we look at this, he's saying what? Next verse, he says, don't get this twisted. Hold up. He said, don't get it twisted. You ain't done nothing. You have not chosen me. Is that what he said? He said, hold up. He said, you didn't do this on your own. And you didn't, I just made a decision. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have what? Chosen you. I've manifested myself. I've shown myself unto you and ordained you. Come on, somebody. That you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he will what? Give it to you. Fruit. Somebody say fruit. That you should go forth and what? You should go and bring forth. Well, he needs to just pop out the fruit. No, you need to go forth and allow the fruit to be what? Brought forth. Say, from me. Because you're supposed to what? What does that mean, bring forth fruit? There's some good things that come from that you allow to happen in your life. That you are participating in this. Bring forth fruit. And that the things that you do unto him by his power, they're going to remain. Right? Whatsoever you're going to ask of him, he's going to what? He's going to give it to you. Why is he going to give it to you? He's going to give it to you. Somebody said, because I asked for it. Hold up. But you have to do something first. You have to what? Bring forth fruit. Who's bringing forth fruit? Stop. Don't raise your hand. You got to allow that fruit to come forth. And then when you allow that fruit to come forth, then it says what? That whatsoever. Some people always read this scripture, whatsoever I ask. Well. Don't they? Don't they, Pastor? Oh, he said whatsoever, but hold up. He said that you should go forth and bring fruit. Well. So before you ask, yes, I said ask. Before you ask for something, you need to bring forth. You need to show forth that life. You need to show forth that manifestation of what he's working in you. See, a lot of people, they're not showing forth. They ain't got no fruit. But they say, but whatsoever. They say, oh, whatsoever. We good at that. We good at editing the scriptures. We pick the last part, the good part. But we don't read what comes before. And he said, if you are in a fruit-bearing state, then whatsoever you what? Ask. But then you can't just ask. Just any old kind of way. Hold up. You got to ask what? In my name. Well, it sounds like the Bible, the Word, is putting an emphasis on the name. Because otherwise he would have said, well, just ask the Father. But he said, no, you got to ask, you got to follow protocol. You have to follow procedure. You have to be correct. It makes a difference. Whatever you ask the Father, what? In my name, which tells me I better know what his name is, huh? I'm just saying. IJS, I'm just saying. Come on. It's the truth. He's saying, listen, the scripture is very deliberate. You should not err. The word says that even a fool shouldn't err. It's simple. Tell your neighbor, it's simple. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, and he's speaking, so I would say in his name, and who is speaking? Yeshua. Amen. So I need to know his name. And then if I have all of the ducks in the row, then he's going to give it to me. Okay? So tell your neighbor, follow the procedure. Follow the procedure. He's already outlined it. Okay, so because he has set this stuff up, hallelujah, let's go to Ephesians. So now, how do I connect with this? What are the spiritual components that I need to understand? This extends to everything, people. This extends to everything. Everything that you would ask, everything that you want, everything that you want to see. This is how it's done. Ephesians, the second chapter. So how do I connect with this? Well, let's go to Ephesians, the second chapter. And we go to Ephesians 2:8. It says what? For by grace are you saved through faith. Hold up. For by grace are you saved, but you're saved by the means of something. That's what through is. By means of. You had to pass through this way to get to where you need to be, right? So for by grace are you saved what? Through what? Through faith. Emuna. And that, not of yourself. He already said this ain't a natural thing. So it's not of yourself, not of what you, but it's what? It's the gift of Yahweh. And the ninth verse says what? Not by works. Because some folks think that it's like, oh, I'm so this, I'm so that, I'm so great. Nah. It's not by any of that. Somebody say, it's through faith. Lest any man should boast. 10th verse says what? For we are his. Somebody say, he did it. He worked a work in you. You were messed up. Basically, we are his workmanship now. Created. Somebody say, created. Okay, because you were created a different way before you received him. Can I connect the dots now? You were created in filthiness. You were messed up. And so you were managing your life, but you were running your life into the ground. Yeah, you were doing what you thought you should do, and your life was a mess. Your life was messed up. Your life was somebody said whack. Your life was, somebody said ratchet. As Scott says, toe up from the flow up. So you realized, stay with me, that you needed different management. You tried to manage it and wasn't working. No. Tell yourself, it wasn't working. Because I tried to manage. I tried to do something. Even though I grew up as a child in the church, I was like, wait, let me take a couple of years, a few years, and try this out myself. So I took a detour. Don't y'all act like y'all ain't took no detours. Some of y'all still detouring. So yeah, I took some detours, but guess what I found out? I found out that I needed new management. I needed Yeshua to take my messed up. I said, here go my messed up life. It was already messed up, but I managed to mess it up even more than it was messed up. And I gave it to him through faith, and he said, I'm gonna take your life. Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna give you a brand new life. I'm gonna transform you. I'm gonna make you beautiful. You give me that ashes, I'll give you beauty. Anybody had ashes and he gave you back beauty in exchange? So that same way that you got that transformation is supposed to be the same way that you manage your life now. He He took that old life and he made that brand new. And then the day that you got saved, then you said, okay, well, let me go ahead on and let me handle it from here. He said, no, no, no.
Come on now, tell the truth.
See, that's what y'all doing. You say, oh, thank you for this brand new life. I got it from here. I'm cool. Peace out. Thank you for the new car. Thank you for the new life. I got this now. Isn't that what we do? He said, no. You are his workmanship. Created in Messiah Yeshua unto good works, which Yahweh hath before. Wait, hold up. There goes that word again. You know what? I can go through the Hebrew and I can go through the Greek and I can go through all of that and tell you what ordained mean. But let me give you the simple version, ordained for dummies. Let me tell you what it is. He already figured it out. Ordained, somebody say he already worked it out. Somebody say he already figured it out. So why is you wasting, did I say that? Why are you wasting your time trying to figure it out? He's already worked it out. You are his workmanship. He's already done the work. He's already done the transformation. He's already done the changing. The reprogramming is there, but he just requires you to do something. And he says, I've already ordained it. All you got to do, you got one job. Just like Steve Harvey. He was at that Miss Universe ceremony. He had one job. Just say the right thing. And he had that one job and he messed it up. I'm telling you, yeah, don't be like him. You got one job. He's already figured it out. He's already given you the card, hey, with the correct information in it. That's what this is. I'm holding up electronic version, but he's already given you the word. And he's saying, hey, I've already done the heavy lifting. Now all I need you to do is walk in it. Walk in it. Because isn't that the thing that messes us up, the heavy lifting? That messed up life that you had? And in moments, he took years of your mess, and within moments, come on, anybody know what the moments I'm talking about? Within moments, he completely flipped that thing. So why are you tripping? Receive what he's done, and he's saying just what? Walk in it. Oh, hallelujah. So that's what he's trying to get us to understand. So let's go to Hebrews. Hallelujah. He's already ordained it. 11th chapter. If you're a Hebrew scholar, Hebrews is what? Hebrew. It's established. This thing is about faith. This thing is about believing and grabbing hold to this, because that's what the possession is all about. You got to believe that it's yours and you stay there, you dwell there. That's why we do this walk. That's why we walk in what we walk in, because it says Hebrews, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 6th verse says, but without it, without faith, is what? If you're not allowing your life to be led through faith, it's impossible. Yeah. Tom Cruise ain't got nothing. You trying to do it without faith? Mission impossible. It's impossible. And this is the crazy thing. This is the insane thing about believers, is that they're trying to figure out a way to do it without walking. I hate to say this, but it's the truth. We got young people, some young people that grew up in the church, and they out there, and their mission is to prove to everybody that they can live out there and not need God. I'm going to show those church people that I can be successful and I can do this and I don't need God. Because they want to prove us wrong. Because all we were saying, we wasn't doing nothing hard, was we? We were just saying, this is the word of Yahweh, just walk in it. But people that are hell bent on going to hell, they don't want to do the right thing. Did I say that? Oh. I'm just, you know what? Are we about truth or not? I mean, if you want to hear a fairy tale, I mean, I can give you a fairy tale. But the truth is, there's no other way. There's no other way. Tell your neighbor, there's no other way. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yahweh, if you want to come to God, if you want to come to Yahweh, you got to believe something. This is what I love. You got to believe that he is. See, people jump and say, oh, you must believe that he is a rewarder. Hold up. No, I'm not telling you. I know you're in agreement.
But when you say he is.
He is. You got to believe that he is. No, they're not catching it yet, Scott. Wait, you serve a God just by the mere fact of who he is and what he is. That means he will be what he will be. He will be where he will be. He will be whatever he will be. He will manifest himself in any way possible to do what he's supposed to do what he promised to do. But you got to believe that he is. He is. That's all you got to know is that what? He is. That means he can do anything. He can make anything happen. He's everything. But tell somebody, he is. That's his very name. Yahweh, Yod Hey Vav Hey, the Hebrew. Eyeh Eshir, Eyeh, which translated means, I will be. See, wait, hold up. They tried to translate it, and they said, he said, I am that I am. No. It's deeper than that. Because the Hebrew, when you go into the Hebrew study, Yahweh, he don't stand still. See, stuff is happening in your life, and you don't need a God that's going to stand still. You need a God that is forever moving, that is forever interceding for you. He keeps on moving. He keeps on doing. He keeps on operating. He's doing some stuff that you have no idea what he's doing. No concept. All you see is a manifestation at the end, but you didn't see how he was working that thing out behind the scenes. And he was working it out for you. But you have to believe that he is. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is. We don't serve a God that was. He is. He's a God of the living, not a God of the dead. And people out there serving idols, and that idol just sitting up there. Boom. They're praising and worshiping that thing, boom, just sitting there. But you have a God that is forever interceding. He's ever moving. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows all, sees all. And that's a problem. You don't believe that he's all that. You got to believe that he's all that. way. Tell your neighbor, you gotta believe that he's all that. That's what all that is. He is. My God, and how dare we? How dare we skip over that? Oh, he's a rewarder. He more than that. First, you gotta believe that he is. I'm sorry, I'm trying to move on, but I'm still on. He is. I can't get up, but he is. I can't get over. He is. That's what we gotta do. We gotta understand. And now that we know that he is, oh, then we can say, since I know that he is, then he's a rewarder. Among other things. I mean, he has so many attributes. But the beauty is that if you understand that he is, he's a rewarder of them that diligently. Y'all don't understand diligently. Diligently is like without ceasing. You keep on doing it. You keep on driving it. You keep on pushing. You keep on believing. You keep on understanding. You keep pressing. Somebody say, press on. I don't know about you, but I'm pressing. I'm pushing. I can't stop pressing. Diligently. That means that you don't stop. It don't stop. It don't stop. You don't stop believing. You don't stop. You keep on believing. No matter what, you keep on believing. I'm looking for you, Yahweh. I believe you, Yahweh. I know that you're going to work it out, Yahweh. I know that you're going to come through, Yahweh, because you said in your word, and I'm believing, because I keep on believing for this reason. I keep on believing because I believe that you are. He is. He is. And you gotta be diligent about this thing. And so this is Hebrew word, Yiddish word, that the rabbis love to use. I must use this. Good friend, Rabbi Jason Sobel, said you have to have chutzpah. If you believe in Yahweh that he is, you have to have chutzpah. Somebody say chutzpah. Don't say chutzpah. It's chutzpah. And what is chutzpah? It's this assertiveness, this unmitigated gall, this confidence that I have, this holy boldness that I believe what he said in his word is true. And you try to come to me with some stuff, I got some chutzpah on you. You gotta have what? You gotta be bold about this thing. Y'all don't understand. Mary was bold. Miriam, when she told them at the wedding, Yeshua, and they didn't have no wine, she said, whatever he say, do it. When you believe like that, that's chutzpah. Jacob, Yaakov, he was willing to do anything for his birthright. Why? Because he had chutzpah. To do this faith thing, you gotta have some what? You gotta be bold. Come on. You know what, y'all? Either we gonna believe this thing or we not. When it comes to this belief system, we gotta go hard or we go home. Wait. Y'all sitting out there all kicked back. You better go hard. Because what's happening right now in this spiritual realm, this evil getting evil, it's getting worse and worse. You gotta have a boldness because he's already given you power to tread. What does tread means? That you kick demons right out the way, that you step on their head. They try to scare you, but you say, in the name of Yeshua, I can't bind you right now. I cast you down. You have no power. When I come against demons, when I come against that spiritual worm, a worm, yeah, they worms too, but it comes against that spiritual world of wickedness, when I pray with some chutzpah. That means if Yahweh said that I got the power to crush your head, I got the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me, then I'm speaking just like that. And he's just saying, if I can get some saints, if I can get some people who believe that I am, that I believe that I will be what I will be. And if y'all actually speak with some confidence, you speak with some power, you go head up against the powers of darkness. He's saying, I can really do something in this world. But see, I can sit here and yell and scream all I want to. I believe it, but you know what? If I had a whole room full of people that's willing to go head up, that's somebody that got some chutzpah, somebody that's saying, hey, regardless of what the circumstances say, we got the power. We got the power. We got the power. Anybody got some chutzpah? Because you got to have chutzpah to have victory. Anybody want victory? You need chutzpah. You got to believe this thing. See, hold up. See, the enemy has the audacity to think that he can stop this movement. Think that he can stop the power of Yahweh from being manifested in your life, in your life, in your life, in our lives. We need to set the spiritual world on notice that you can't do nothing to us. You can't hurt us. You can't defeat us. We're undefeatable. We're unstoppable. But you gotta believe that. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? They said if one could send a flight, what? 1,000 to flight. And two can what? How many demons will go running with the folks that's up in this room? Some stuff. You got some mountains in your life that need to be moved. There's enough power right here. There's enough power. So you better go into 2016 with some chutzpah. That you, when you read this word, and that word gets in your spirit, and you will speak this word. And don't just regularly speak it. Speak it with some chutzpah. Because the rabbis teach this. They teach this, that the generation that comes right before Mashiach comes, when Yeshua comes back, that generation is supposed to be the generation of the healed. What does that mean? That means that that generation is going to crush head. That generation has the victory, but we've got the power. And you know the beauty of it is? See, the enemy tried to do something years back. He tried to hide the name because he knew that there was power in the name. And we were doing some stuff, but we weren't doing it in the totality of the name. But hold up, now that we got the name, it's on and crack it. Can we do this? We do this. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we got this. Give him a shout of triumph. Give him a shout of victory. Hallelujah. It's in the name. It's in the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, hey. Father Yahweh, first of all, we want to come to you. First of all, we got a whole room full of people right here. And these people all believe that you will be what you will be. We believe, we believe, we believe that you've got all power. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our desire is to operate in all of the power that you have designed us to operate in. We thank you and praise you, Father Yahweh, for your word. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for your name, hallelujah, that is above every name. We thank you for your name. We thank you for your name. Hallelujah, we thank you. And the whole reason behind your revelations, the things that you reveal unto us as your children, is because you want to empower us to operate in the glory and the victory that you have already ordained. You've already ordained it. And your desire is that we walk in it. So right now, we declare, we decree right now in the mighty name of Yeshua that we will walk in your power. We will walk in your word. We will walk in our victory. We will walk in our salvation. We will walk in the righteousness. We will walk in everything that you have provided to us, your children. For your purpose, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all mankind, everybody unto yourself, that your glory would be manifest in us, your children, and we would be that light that is set on a hill, shining your glory. So we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you. And our desire is to be in you totally. So we commit this to you, our lives. This is your year. It's the year of destiny. It's a year of victory. Hallelujah. It's a year where your power is manifest. Hallelujah. It's you. It's your glory. It's your power. You are great and greatly to be praised. You're the Lord of hosts. You're Yahweh Sebaot. All power is in you. So we walk in it. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We receive you. And we believe you. Hallelujah. We believe you. 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 Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Abide and abide. Hallelujah.